calm down. Please, anyone, I need help. All the other bats have been turned into robots and they're after me.
Just go explore Sectuary, Glacia. There's another Starkeeper here, Glacia. It'll be fun, Glacia. Definitely not filled with bugs, or weird noises, or mud. Ew. Okay, get it together. Nothing to worry about. All you gotta do is find the new Starkeeper, right? Nova?
Greetings, Glacia. How can I assist you?
How much farther till I reach the city?
According to your coordinates, you're already there.
There's nothing here but trees, bugs, and mud.
Wait a second. My scans are telling me you're actually below the city. Look up.
Whoa! A floating city! How does anyone even get up there? How exactly do you expect me to get up there?
The inhabitants of Nimbus are bat-like creatures with wings. When I discovered that, I had two pairs of anti-gravity boots constructed in case the team needed them.
Oh, is that what these are? Huh, I just thought they were nice boots.
Is that why you took both pairs?
Well, a girl can never be too prepared. Nova? Is this even safe?
Absolutely. Just make sure to turn off the boots when you get to the city.
Why?
Because if you don't, you'll keep floating until you reach space.
What?
Stand back, dude. Again.
Hollywood! Hollywood!
Dude! Why are you always waking me up?
Because you're always sleeping. And because we're supposed to be playing Sparkly Unicorn Makeover, and it's your turn to be the unicorn!
Nuh-uh, no way! Last time it took forever to get all the glitter out of my hair.
I don't care! Now put on the horn and the rainbow tail! Aw,
man.
Hollywood, Tutu. Report to the control room.
Nice going, Hollywood.
Me? But I didn't...
No.
Yes, Nebuloser.
It appears the Starkeepers are still searching for more members. While you have been wasting time sleeping and throwing tantrums, someone else has been working hard to come up with a plan. Isn't that right, Professor Bratiform?
Yes, thanks to my enormous brain, I have discovered that not only are these troublesome Starkeepers outside their headquarters, but they have also split up.
Excellent. Hollywood, Tutu, you will follow Professor Ratiform's orders. Go and get rid of the Starkeepers. They are the only thing standing between me and the heart of the universe.
Ugh! Why do we have to follow her orders? I've been here longer, not to mention I'm prettier, sparklier, and more princessy, and...
The only thing you are is more annoying!
Too.
Not to mention, you're not even a real princess.
Hey, dude, that's not very nice.
Oh? And what are you going to do about it, you metal buffoon?
Well...
That's what I thought. Now, leave and await my orders.
Oh, man, I'm not a buffoon. Isn't that like a monkey or something?
Now, tell me how the Nimbus experiments are going.
All according to plan.
The conversion device works then.
Oh, it works. And even if one of those silly Starkeepers shows up, nothing will get in our way.
Hmm.
I am never doing that again. Nova? Are you sure this is the right place?
Of course. Why?
Because no one is here. This place is empty. Where is everyone?
This doesn't make sense. Nimbus is usually full of life.
We'll scan again!
Glacia, is something worrying you?
I really want to do well on this mission. I'm worried I'll mess up. What if I'm really not cut out to be a Starkeeper?
You're a great Starkeeper, Glacia. And if something is bothering or worrying you, you can always talk to me.
I am talking to you.
No, I mean you can tell me about what's worrying you. Talking to others is a great way to find peace and rest.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Nova. Wait, I think I see someone flying up ahead. Hey! Hey, you! Flying bat person! Can you... help me?
Intruder.
Something is very wrong.
You think? This place is full of robots.
Glacia, run!
Hey, little dude. I mean, Supreme Princess Tutu. You okay? She was talking about. What do you think she and the boss have planned?
Who cares?
You aren't even, like, a little worried about it? Like, what if Glacia was right and it's something scary?
Glacia's not part of our team anymore, Hollywood. What she thinks doesn't matter. Now, come over here. It's still your turn to get a unicorn makeover.
Dude!
Come on, you'll love it.
Okay. Makes you feel better.
It does.
There's gotta be somewhere to hide around this city. Let's see. Fire hydrant? No. Street sign? No. Dumpster? That's it! Dumpster!
Glacia, are you okay?
Pretty sure I've never been less okay. Ugh, I'm sitting on a rotten banana peel. At least, I hope it's a banana peel. Ugh, so gross. Bless you.
Glacia. I didn't sneeze.
Take that, evil robot!
Hey! Watch it! It almost hit me! I'm not a robot! I'm not a robot!
Oh, you're not, are you? So, who are you?
Whoa! Please don't throw more ice at me. I'm just a bat. I'm trying to find out why my clan has been turned into robots.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. I'm Glacia.
Hi, Glacia. My name is...
I'm not sure I can pronounce that.
Oh, well. I guess you can just call me Flash.
Right. So, Flash, did you say those robots are your clan?
Yeah. My whole family. We live here on Nimbus.
But they're all robots.
They weren't a couple of days ago. One day, people started disappearing. And then bam! Robots! And then they started chasing me. I'm so worried. What if they never change back? What if I'm all alone forever? What if they breathe fire? Whoa! Sorry!
That lightning bolt came from you?
Yeah.
Sheesh. Does everyone around here shoot lightning?
No. Just me. I can't control it very well, especially when I get anxious.
Huh. You know, I used to struggle with that. My powers would get out of control when I was scared or worried. But when I focused on thinking peaceful thoughts, it helped calm me down. And then I was able to control my powers.
My mom always told me to think peaceful thoughts. But that's kind of hard to do when everyone around you's been turned into killer robots.
Well, let's try. What helps you have peace?
Talking to you is helping. But I guess I could also think about things like, deep breaths, ocean waves, my mom's cooking, flying.
Flying? No thanks. Been there, done that. Nope.
No, really. My favorite part is when I'm up in the clouds. It's like floating on cotton candy.
Flash, your hands are glowing.
Huh. That's weird. I wonder what happened if I pointed them toward that trash can over there.
Maybe that's not a good...
Did you see that? I controlled my lightning! All I had to do was focus and think peaceful thoughts. And talking to you seemed to really help. Thanks!
Yeah, sure. You're welcome. We should probably get you out of here. Guess the new Starkeeper will have to wait.
Starkeeper? What's that? Is that what you are? Do you keep stars? How do you do it? Is that... Oh, no. The robots found us. We're never getting out of here. I'm gonna be a robot. Do robots even eat? What if I can't eat?
Flash, you've got to calm down.
Right. He's... calm. Rest.
Nova? Nova, do you copy?
Glacia, you and Flash need to find somewhere safe to hide. You can look for the next Starkeeper once we figure out what to do about Flash's clan being turned into robots.
What are we waiting for? You heard the computer, lady! Let's go!
Flash, try using your lightning again. Maybe you can short-circuit the robots.
I can't! They're still my family! I might hurt them!
Okay, well, I think I can stop them. Trust me, this won't harm them.
You froze them? Wow, good job, Glacia.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
Glacia, the robots you froze just sent out a distress signal.
Excuse me, Miss Nova, ma'am. What does that mean?
Intruder.
It means we need to get out of here right now.
Intruder.
We're surrounded! Any other ideas, Glacia?
We need help here. Repeat, send help.
Hello, my robotic darlings. Mommy's home.